Sitting all Dundalk now. Here comes the corner, swung again and towards the front post, and this time it's in the back of the net. The goal scorer in this, looking over here to see who it is, it looks like it was thrown over towards the far side there, and I think it will be given as him. But what a fantastic delivery there in towards the middle of the box for him to get that header and towards the back. Derry City now opportunity inside the 18 yard box. It's Nathan Boyle. Boyle, can he get the shot on the right foot? He does, Ethan! Derry City have equalised in this fixture. A fantastic opportunity for Derry City as Nathan Boyle gets a better look to get into the 18-yard box. Couple of steps to the left, couple of steps to the right. Manages to get the shake of two Dundalk players on their right foot. Sends it under the far post of the stretch and Sava. And they make it Derry City 1, Dundalk 1.
See McNamee, all the ball just bobbled in front of an arm. McAnuff can pick it up. Ah, McAnuff, optional shot this time. He's driven it down. And McAnuff follows up and makes it Derry City 2, Dundalk 1. Moments ago, we were saying shoot. He shot this time. Gabriel Sava just pulled it, and Brian McNamee had continued his run to make it Derry City 2. Dundalk was at the end of it, but Lou whoops, he's in the box, under the box, 18 yards. Yes! And it's flicked on by Ryan McBride. Ryan McBride meets the header, and he's made it Derry City 3, Dundalk 1. The champions rattled at McGinn Park. Well, Derry City are certainly in the ascendancy so far tonight, and they've really stamped their authority. And that's the end of it. Derry City remain victorious in McGinn Park. That's 3-3 for the County Stoops, and that's 9 points on the board. We still have Limerick to play again, of course.
Kenny, fantastic result, 3-1 here at McGinn Park.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pleased for a lot of people. You know, it doesn't mean say we've arrived. We're 3 games into the blooming season, and everybody's talking about stupid things, so we got the breaks at the right time. We got ourselves back into the game just before half time, and we got impetus from that again. In the second half, we started to hurt them in certain areas, and people were told in no uncertain terms at half time that they need to step up the plate, and they did.
It was a bit of a sucker punch, the goal from Dundalk, considering how well Derry City had played with the ball at their feet.
Mm-hmm. We weren't as good as we can be, and neither were they, but it was like a good environment, a good result for us.
It was a great getting the towards the 2-1 and the 3-1. Again, your team responded well. What was the message at halftime?
Let's try and score more goals than them in the second half.
Just that simple?
No, it wasn't. The message is unprintable, but there was a lot of words exchanged, and the boys responded well, and they got what they deserved. Great result.
It was good to finally get the result over Dundalk, the champions. You've had a couple of attempts, and the players definitely didn't seem intimidated throughout the game.
No, they didn't. And to be fair to our players, we had more composure in the second half and stuff like that. Yeah, it was very, very good.
Just to finish off now, Ryan McBride seemed to have been in a bit of danger towards the end of the game before he scored, and you cheekily sent him up for the corner kick after the issues he was having on the sideline. Is there going to be a long-term issue with that? Or
Ryan had the flu. He was vomiting at half-time. Not another player in the world would have played that match tonight, only Ryan McBride.
Will we have anybody back for Saturday?
We've got one free from suspension, and which is Lucas, and I think that's about it, yeah.